I was one of the doctors that treated the Nigeria Index case of Ebola when he presented on the 20th of July 2014.
Dr. Ada Igono contracted Ebola in the First Consultants Hospital in Lagos, where she worked as a physician. She contracted the virus from Patrick Sawyer, the Liberian-American who introduced Ebola into Nigeria when he flew from his native Liberia. She was on duty on the second day after Sawyer was admitted, and she went to his room to see him several times after he requested for a doctor.
During one of the rounds, I picked up his intravenous fluid bag, and that was how I believe that I contracted the virus, even though there could have been other scenarios that I'm not very aware of, because I went into his room at least twice a day for the 5 days that he was on admission in our hospital.
When Sawyer died on July 25th, Dr. Igono and her colleagues who came into contact with him were put under surveillance. But her anxiety started on August 1st when her temperature read a high 38.7 degrees Celsius. This, according to her, was followed by one Ebola-related symptom after the other.
I began to have joint aches and pains, and I thought it was just the stress that was taking its toll on me. But the symptoms progressed to sore throat and then a loss of appetite. So I took anti-malaria medicines for about 3 days, but I didn't feel any better until the moment when I discovered that I had a fever. It first of all started with a low-grade fever and then progressed into a high-grade fever. I usually don't suffer from sore throats, but I realized that one of the symptoms of Ebola is a sore throat. So when I had the sore throat, I thought to myself, oh God, not this symptom.
The most devastating phase of the Ebola virus disease is when a suspect is told that he or she is Ebola positive. Though Dr. Igono was shocked when she was told she had Ebola, she relied on the stories of Ebola survivors and survivals to uplift herself and to fight for survival.
I don't think anybody's ever normal when they are told that they have Ebola virus disease because of the implications of that. So I began to frantically search the internet looking for accounts of survivors just to draw some inspiration and some hope and faith to be able to withstand the course of the disease.
Just 14 days after being admitted at a treatment unit, her result came negative and she was declared cured. She explains her reaction to the news that she was going home.
I wanted to jump, I wanted to somersault, I wanted to hit the roof, but I had joint aches and pain and I couldn't do that, but I was so happy, such a happy moment in my life.
Dr. Igono is today one of the most prominent voices and faces of Ebola survivors. She now travels across the world to tell her story and give hope that life after Ebola is possible. I'm Serif Bojang, reporting for RFI.